You shouldn't throw yourself against the window like that, Emma said. You could get hurt.
I'm okay, Emma, said Wee the Bee. Only my head hurts a wee little bit.
Emma laughed and said, I made something for your wee little bee head so you don't hurt yourself. Emma put the tiniest of tiny helmets on his head and did the strap up.
Do you like it, Wee the Bee?
Wee the Bee looked at himself in the glass. Conrad, Constance, Corn Vera, and Conan were very excited. They were ready for another adventure. They were standing outside a beautiful building with arches and lights.
This looks exciting,
Conan whispered.
Shall we go in and see what we can find?
There are no humans about, said Conrad.
So let's go!
Lucy Pear's hair has turned dark blue today. All she wants to do is go out and play. She's sad, angry, and doesn't understand. Everyone's home in the whole entire land. In the middle of the night, when all were in bed, came the nose-nibbling monster. And this is what he said.
Nibble, 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 crunch. I spy something nice to munch. Be there the chance, I'll nibble their toes, but best of all is to nibble their nose.
Mittens and I are heading out to see what Victoria is up to. We saw her sneaking off to the woods from up here in my room. Want to come with us? Please? We just want to know what she's up to. We'll come right back. Why, yes, Mittens, I will accept your invite to the town tea party. But, oh, what to wear?
Got him.
What is that?
Shh. Oh, come on, you scaredy cat. He's not going to hurt us. It's just a baby. Come on, little one. It's okay. We won't hurt you.